Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Andrea.
What the hell?
I thought I'd mix it up with an Andrea.
Nobody calls me Andrea apart from people who don't know me, and then they'll just...
Well, yeah. I thought I'd throw you straight off scent.
Well, you bloody have. I thought I was like in trouble or something.
Yeah, Andrea.
Andrea. No. What are you doing? Why have you done that?
I am COVID free.
Thank the bloody Lord. You still sound a bit full of it though.
Oh my God, I'm still full of it, mate. Like still full of snot.
Mm. What about the deviated septum?
Oh, well, I'm always going to be full of that. That's not healed because my COVID test is negative.
No,
I know it's not going to be a misfortune for myself.
I know that, but I'm just obviously when we did our little live last week, you
which
were like
was fun, wasn't it?
Fun. F-U-N. Fun.
Fun.
You were like, you know, not supposed to blow your nose. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to blow my nose. And I'm like trying to tell you not to. And you were like, oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Yeah,
so I was just
honestly,
like trying to get an update on the situ with that.
Okay,
like...
so I mean, nose blowing is sort of, I just feel, you know, mucus heavy.
That's nice.
That's
nice. Mucus heavy. Yeah.
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 I went out. So this is now Monday night.
Yes.
I went out. We're recording this Monday evening. I went out first time yesterday.
Yeah.
In a whole week.
Yeah. Did you feel alive?
No, I felt really weird.
did you feel knackered at the end of the day?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I slept through my alarm on Thursday. Slept through my alarm on Friday.
Yeah.
And slept through my alarm today.
Oh shit.
And every day on those 3 days I've woken up weirdly bang on 9:38. Honestly, the last 3 days, like working days, I've woke up and been like, shit, it's 9:38.
Well, that's weird.
Isn't that so weird?
Must be like your body just like is totally in that zone.
Yeah. So I think what it is I think my hearing isn't great at the moment because of being bunged.
Bunged, mucus heavy.
Mucus heavy. So I think I'm going to have to use a louder alarm tomorrow morning or else goodness only knows what's going to happen to the economy if I'm not holding it up.
Well, I mean, you haven't done much because you've been starting work at like 9:30.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The economy's going to crash and fall without me behind it, holding it up.
It's a good job you didn't have any sort of early calls, Pats.
It's a good job I did, you know, get up and keep the economy going.
Mm, well, yeah, exactly. Well, it's good that you are COVID-free, Pats.
Oh, it feels so good to be COVID-free. But being out yesterday was weird. I was like, this is really weird. Like, just at points felt a bit overwhelming.
Oh, wow. Bloody hell. Well,
I've been in a room on my own since Sunday last week. Just sat by myself.
With the occasional drop in of Mari in his pants.
From a distance.
That was, did you know that thing you put on your Instagram where...
Yeah.
For anyone who missed it, Patty was doing a little bit of a story about sort of where she was with the COVID diaries.
Yeah.
And in the background, Marty opens the bedroom door and there he is in his pants.
In his pants.
It was just one of those moments.
It's a treat.
Yeah,
it was a treat.
That is exactly it, Pat. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got to board a plane again on Friday.
Yeah, well.
Because I'm off to Northern Ireland.
Yeah. But that's not such a long flight. What is it, about an hour, if that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're literally up and down.
Up and down. You're up and down.
You're up and down.
Are you going to mask up?
I'm masking up and gloving up.
You're going full.
I'm going right back to 2019.
2020
vibes. Yeah.
Well, I need to tell you about a little cheeky
finger
trick
that you had. A little cheeky finger that you had over the weekend.
No, there's been no cheeky fingers in quite a long time. No, I had one of my friends, Sarah Morley, who I used to go to college with. She now lives in Australia.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
spoken about her before. Big fan of the podcast, big fan of me.
And apparently, when Romesh Ranganathan came on this podcast, he thought I was the thirsty one. It's just that Ange hides it when she has to. I'm much more transparent.
Anyway,
as you were.
So, this was last Friday, right?
Right.
My friend Sarah, she just sent me a message. Yes. She went, OMG, Ange, ... So, straight away, I'm like, oh, hang on, what's this about then? Next message. Have you seen the TikTok going round of you at the trampoline place?
Are you serious?
Well, I literally was like, shit. Especially because, like, you know, she's in Australia. Maybe someone, like, it's all going on off there and it's going to come here eventually, like COVID. You know, it's just going to, like, be a big...
it's going to
be a big viral fall.
Before you know it, it's going to be on tour. Cardi B's going to be doing a video
on motherfucking
saying,
tour.
Yeah, Angie's trampoline park has gone on motherfucking tour.
I literally was like, and then she's like, "No, I'm having you on, mate." I was like, "You are a little shit, Morley."
Oh yeah, she is, because I want it to be. I'm going to track that video down.
Well, no, there is no video. There's no footage. There is no footage.
Fuck's sake.
But for a moment, she had me on. So I was like,
terrified.
I've got to just pick this up on here, on the live. I've got to let Morley know that she was a cheeky little madam.
But hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
well done.
Yeah. Obviously, when I knew it wasn't true, brilliant. I loved
it. Yeah. You could relax.
I could relax. Yeah.
You could and relax.
But in that moment, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
My worst nightmare is coming to fruition.
True.
Yes.
We had a funny thing sent to us from Very British Problems by one of our OGs. I don't know if you remember.
I do, Pat, yes.
And I think it's worth a...
discussion.
I think it's worth a good one. I think this is a really... I think it's worth a good one. That doesn't make sense.
Worth a good
one. I think it's worth bringing
To the table
in the podcast. Mm. I'm sorry, guys. I just want to say, I'm not going to go into it, but I've had a really shit day at work. So my mind's sort of half here, half somewhere else. Right. I'm really trying to just focus in on what we're doing. But like I said, I keep the economy going single-handedly. Lots of people ask what my job is. Well, I work at the Gherkin. I don't really, that's a lie. Anyway.
Is that where it all happens at the Gherkin?
Isn't that like, that's in like the Canary Wharf, isn't it? That's Canary Wharf district.
No.
Yeah, the Gherkin.
No, it's not.
What?
No, the Gherkin is not Canary Wharf.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Eh?
No. The Gherkin is like...
Anyway, I work in the city dealing with big numbers and big, you know...
Even though you don't know where the Gherkin is.
No, exactly. That tells you that I'm lying. Anyway.
Yes.
This Very British Problem was, do you think I need a coat? Right? Now, there's a question. Well,
that is true.
I can direct you to stand outside to check the current temperature. I can open the weather app for you or ask Alexa to present you with your meteorological report. I can suggest to you that you might need a coat later if it gets colder. I can tell you the weather. I can tell you whether I'll be taking a coat. Though that will be based on my own body temperature and what climates I'm willing to tolerate with or without a coat. So I'm not sure how useful that will be. I can tell you that you might as well take one, or that you can always leave one in the car. I can do all of these things, but I know it won't have any influence on whether or not you decide to take a coat. So I'll just say, don't know really, it's up to you. That is true, isn't it?
I have that conversation with myself most days.
Most days.
Yeah.
Most days.
Do I need to take a coat?
Shall I take a coat? Mm. What's Alexa going to say? Yeah. What's the temperature
I'll just check
like?
The BBC weather app.
Shall I take it, leave it in the car?
Am I better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it?
And not have it, exactly. Mm.
They're all very big questions.
Very, very big questions. And whenever you say, like, I will say to Matthew, should I take a coat? And he'll be like, well, you might need it. And I'm like, yeah, but then I've got to carry it. And he's like, well, yeah, you might not need it, I suppose. I'm like, yeah. What would you do? Well, I'm not taking a coat. Okay.
Do you know what? Most of the time now, though, because I am always hot. I mean, obviously.
Obviously. Have you seen yourself?
I literally will 9 times out of 10 go out in a t-shirt. Even like, you know, when it's starting to get colder. Because I'm just like sweating. Right. If I go out and walk Luna, I am...
You're sweating like
a
PLG.
I am sweating.
Sweating.
I am.
Yeah. I'm actually annoyed it's not cold yet.
Same. It's actually really getting on my tits now.
Yeah, it's really pissing me off.
Yeah, and apparently the weekend is going to be like 23, 24 degrees.
I don't want this muggy hot shit anymore.
No,
we need to stop driving our cars and going on planes because that is what is causing this.
Well, then you better not go anywhere at the weekend.
Fuck shit.
Yeah, exactly. You've just been to freaking Spain and now you're going to Ireland. You've got a lot to sort out here, Patty, to be honest.
I have. Bloody hell. Am I rolling it myself?
Yeah,
nobody cares.
Good.
Bloody hell.
So you should
This was the other very British problem that I saw just before we move on. It goes like this. We should decide on dinner. What are we having? What do you fancy? Not sure. What do you fancy? Don't know. You choose something. I always have to choose. No, you don't. I chose last time. Well, what are the options? Not sure. Well, anyway, have a think. I really don't mind. It's up to you. Let me know what you decide.
Do you know what? Thinking of cooking dinner.
Oh, we've said this, haven't we?
I absolutely hate that.
Yeah.
I hate it. If I could have one wish, it would be that I had someone...
A chef.
I had a chef.
A chef.
I was going to say I had someone to cook me dinner.
A chef.
Harriet is called a chef. That is called a chef.
I basically want to live with Auntie Harriet.
Yeah, you got, no, see, I would not. I'd be picking Jamie every day of the week. You've got a thing for Ains.
Me too. I'm only
You've got a thing for Ainsley and his couscous.
Yeah, and his Sally Salt and Percy Pepper. Also, Jamie and Jules Oliver, if you're listening, I know Jules is a big listener.
She is.
Let's get round to for Jamie to cook us a Sunday roast, yeah?
Well, we don't even have to have the Sunday roast. Just let's get him on.
Let's get him on, but let's
Oliver.
Do it.
Jules
Let's
Oliver.
Do it while Jamie is cooking us a Sunday roast. That would be my preferred.
Do you know what? That would actually be quite amazing, wouldn't it?
That would be a great record, wouldn't
that
it?
That would be a great record.
Just a mic set up and us, you know, chatting and Jamie in the kitchen and I'm making this lamb with rosemary and, oh my God, this is amazing. This is me doing the roast potatoes. Like, oh, it would just be...
I
often
love
sit and think about
him.
That a lot. Me
so
too.
Do I. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
If you're listening, guys.
Please.
Please make
if
it happen.
You will, please.
Please, if you're listening, Jules.
And Jamie. Make
these two girls from Bucks really happy.
You know, we'll eat anything. We don't
but
mind.
Really, really nice roasted lamb with roast potatoes would be amazing.
And a really rich gravy. And peas. I love peas.
And a great red wine if you've got...
Oh, please, yes. Okay, so if you wouldn't mind getting in touch next week, that'd be great.
That'd be great. That'd
be great.
Be great.
Many thanks.
Okay, Ange, are you ready to sing the theme tune?
I am.
Are you ready? You got it in your head?
I've got it all in my head. I'm all prepped.
Okay.
Okay.
We're ready. Off you go.
Heavily into with Patty and Ange. Heavily into with Patty and Ange. What are they heavily into? Heavily into this week. Bosh.
Obviously, we can't use our old jingle because that was very much with Rossi at front and centre. But Rossi's big time now.
Yeah.
But I would like to tell you what I've been heavily into.
Yeah, I'm actually intrigued now about your heavily into. So please let me know.
I have been heavily into Dettol spray.
Which kind of spray? Or you know, a variety of Dettols?
The one that comes in the can that you can spray on hard surfaces, soft surfaces, light switches.
Is this the one that you literally spray and leave?
Yes.
Yes, it's not your wipeables.
No.
No.
Mm. I have been... So Saturday I did a test, still a very thin line, very faint. I just thought there's no point stripping my bed, doing anything like that. Absolutely no point, right?
Absolutely because no point.
I'm still carrying a Levirus.
Carrying. You're still a carrier.
Sunday did the test. No, Saturday I had a negative test. It was Friday that I did. So Saturday did the test. Bam. It was
clear.
Negative.
You're all clear.
I was up. Mask on, gloves on, changed my bed, put it in a bag, got all my towels, put it in a bag, came downstairs and basically used a whole can of Dettol spray.
Bloody hell.
I was spraying that shit
everywhere.
Light switches, door handles, window handles, curtains, sofas, sides. The cat sprayed it in the face. I didn't really. If anybody's listening from animal welfare, I wouldn't ever spray my cats with Dettol. That would be highly inappropriate. I would likely kill them. But I went chuffing
crazy,
mental.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, and then Matthew's now got the VEED.
Brilliant.
Great.
Brilliant.
So he got up this morning, did a test. He's got a fainter line, but it's still very much there. And he was like, I need to do some washing. I was like, you put a mask on, you put gloves on, you put your washing in a zippable bag, you carry it downstairs, and when you've put your washing in the washing machine, you spray those gloves with that Dettol like your life depends on it, and then as you walk upstairs you basically spray the air.
Bloody hell. I reckon you could have gone full hazmat.
Oh, I don't want this virus lingering anywhere in my house. I do not want it lingering.
Well, it's not now, is it? I mean, that thing is absolutely jeffing gone. It's been sprayed to death.
Well, and I sprayed all my car. I sprayed my seats. I sprayed my drive, my steering wheel. I was going to call it my driving wheel. Sprayed my driving wheel. I went absolutely batshit crazy.
Well, I mean... I think, Pats, you've done... That's good what you've done there.
Do you?
I do, actually, because...
Thank you.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with this shit.
And this strain is the pits, man. This new, whatever they're calling it, B56121214, something weird like that, isn't it? It's like got this weird...
I don't even know what it's called. Is this just called the Omicron? Aren't they all Omicron and slight varieties?
Varieties? Well, I looked this up, the new strain, and it was literally like BA56241213XY2.
But I think that is because it's still an Omicron. It's just like this is this, you know, they have to give it another dot and another number, don't they, or something
like
that.
Oh, I see.
So I think it's still your Omicron.
So when does it, if anybody's listening who works, you know, if...
In laboratories.
If Professor Whitty is listening, I'm sure we are right up his street,
I wonder
actually.
Where he is now. Is he still knocking around?
Oh, he'll be talking about COVID, won't he, in some back room somewhere. We're talking about B165241422XY2.
Prof Wit.
Like,
do you think people call him Prof Wit?
Prof.
Here comes Prof Wit. Let's see what he's
going
to say.
Who was the other one?
What was
his name? There was one I used to absolutely love.
Yeah.
Yeah, the double-barreled name.
There's Prof Wit and there's... Oh, yeah, I know the one that you loved. Yeah.
John something. Jonathan.
John? No. Oh, I think it was John.
Was it not? I think it was. Anyway, this is boring. welcome to Finding the Funny, when actually we're trying to find out the name of the people that handled COVID.
Yeah, but isn't it weird how those names were literally all we would talk about? Every time you put the news on, Prof Wit's there and the other guy, John, whatever his name is.
What this is. They are now basically who won I'm a Celebrity in 2020.
That's what I mean. They've gone from just being everywhere, like kind of superstars, to just...
Van Damme, something Van Damme. What was his name?
Jean-Claude. Van...
No, it wasn't Van Damme, was it? This is hilarious.
So no, we've got Prof Witt and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
If this gets edited out by Martin, I'm going to be absolutely livid because this is hilarious.
Oh, Tricky's just given one guy, Patrick Vallance.
Patrick Vallance, that's it. And John Van...
There was another guy. I remember you always really liked him.
I loved him so much. He gave great analogies about like football and...
It was Jonathan Van Tam.
Van Tam! That is it.
JVT.
JVT. I loved him. He doesn't work around the COVID thing anymore.
No, you see, he's gone, hasn't he? He's disappeared. He's gone. JVT, yeah.
JVT. Yeah. I wonder what happened. I wonder how many... .2x2y, .3x2y has to get to you before it's given its
another
own
name.
Name.
That's exactly Pat's.
Mm. If there's anyone listening who can tell us that.
We would really love to know.
Patrick, John, Chris Witt, if you're listening.
Chris Witty.
Or anyone who works with them.
Yeah.
Then please.
Because really, I would, if I was in charge of COVID, if I was Prof Witty,
yeah,
I'd like to give it a new name every time. And I know this is obviously why they can't, because it's just there's slight variance. But you know, like they do with storms?
Yes.
Like Storm Agnes, Storm Beryl, Storm Charlie, Storm...
Yeah.
I think we should do that with COVID.
COVID variants.
We should just give them a new name and just go through the list of the alphabet.
Yeah, just be like, this one is Angie.
Yeah.
COVID Angie.
Angie.
Yeah.
COVID Beryl. I like Beryl.
Beryl, you like Beryl a lot.
I like Beryl a lot, yeah.
I'd love to be the person that names things. I'd love that.
I wonder who does that.
It's someone in the Met Office, isn't it?
I reckon it's Prof Witty. I reckon he's doing that as well.
I'd say it's JVT. JVT,
yeah, definitely.
Witt's not getting his hand. Witt's not getting his hands dirty with that shit.
No,
he's delegating
that
out.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's above that shit. Yeah.
Anyway, Ange, I believe somebody gave us a good shitting tits.
Somebody has given us a great tits, and this somebody is our Lucy.
Lucy loves Rich. Okay, give it to
us. So her shitting tits is when hotels tuck the bloody sheets in so hard, have to fight to get into the bed. And I was
this
like, oh my gosh.
Why have we not done this?
Yes. Why do they do that?
It is so annoying.
Yeah, I mean, you literally have to untuck the whole bloody... I feel like I take everything off the mattress just to get in it.
Yeah. And you know what's annoying, right? So... you forget and you get in and you're like, oh yeah. And you think, oh, it's okay, I can do
it
with
my feet.
I can do it. And then you basically end up like fighting with the sheet to get it untucked. And you like, and then you're like, and then you think, I've done it.
Yeah.
And you roll over and you're like,
I'm stuck now.
I'm trapped. I'm going to have to get out.
I can't actually move at all now.
And then you get out and you untuck it all right and you realise there's not even a fitted sheet on the mattress. So you've untucked everything. Your sheet's halfway off before you've even got in the bed.
And also, very rarely do they have buttons on the bottom of, like, your duvet cover. If you've
That's true.
They're all just open.
Open. Open to the elements.
Yeah.
Flapping.
Flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
I know it's obviously for, like, you know, it makes everything very neat and tidy, doesn't it? That's what they're...
Not interested. I don't make my bed at all any day.
No, that's true. I mean, that for you must be a bit of an ordeal.
No, it's a bitch.
Yeah.
So a few months ago, for my birthday, Cassie and I went away to... We just went to Brighton. And we just... Anyway, as we're leaving... So what I was going to say is, I often don't think it's that hygienic to tuck everything in like that.
Oh, wow.
I know that it's fresh sheets and stuff. But, you know, do you know the most common place to pick up bed bugs? Hotel rooms.
Oh, I can believe that.
And do you know why that is? Because you put your suitcase on the bed to unpack it in the hotel room and you put it on your bed when you come back to your house.
Yeah.
And you should not do that.
Before you know it, you've transferred.
You've transferred.
You've done a transfer.
So I find it quite unhygienic.
Mm.
Talking of being unhygienic, I'll not name the hotel. But Cassie and I went away for my birthday. And we're packing up to go, and I think she either dropped something or she was like, oh, I'm just going to check under the bed, make sure nothing's got like kicked under or whatever.
Oh, no. Was it disgusting?
At the back of this, under this bed, which in a room that should have been cleaned, at the back was a pair of black women's underwear. curled up in a ball, lacy black underwear.
Oh, wow.
If anybody's ever met Cassie, as you can imagine, she kicked off. That's not a surprise.
Did she really kick off?
Oh, my God. She was like, that is disgusting. This hotel room should have been cleaned. I'm not having that. I'm taking a picture. She was like, I'm not going to touch it, but that is disgusting. So absolutely livid. I'm like, all right, mate. I'm
just
like,
relax.
She's like, that's not all right. I'm like, of course it's not, and we need to raise it. She was like, that means they haven't hoovered under the bed. That means they haven't checked under the bed. I was like, okay.
Was it a flashy hotel?
Well, I'm not going to name it, but it wasn't.
No, but that's what I mean. I'm not saying you should name it. I'm just, so you, no, for what you paid, you would not expect to find a dirty pair of lacy knickers under your bed. Someone's had fun in that room.
Someone had obviously had
a
right old time in that room.
I mean,
room.
They've probably like pinged them off somewhere and that's when they've gone down the back.
Yeah.
You know, ping.
And then the cleaner has not even checked. Anyway, there we go.
Well, there we go.
But a very, very good tits. And you did the social media stuff this week, Angie.
I did.
So you've also got the dickish. So what is the dickish behaviour that we've been given?
Do you know what? This has been very timely because we obviously just had the tits, which was to do with hotels and beds.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this dickish behaviour in from CA and Gigi.
CA and Gigi?
CA underscore and underscore Gigi.
Okay, CA Gigi.
CA and Gigi. So,
okay, great.
She sent in hotel rooms with only partial rolls of one ply toilet paper. Give me at least two full rolls, please.
I'm not interested in the amount of rolls, but I am annoyed when it's a
ply.
One ply.
It's your ply.
It's your ply.
Although I am also annoyed with the rolls. Why do they just give you one roll?
Well, I think the problem is, Ange, when you go to hotel rooms, you block toilets with your shits. And that is actually true.
Exactly. I need a hefty toilet roll. I need more than a one ply. I need to have at least a two, three or four ply.
I've got to tell this story. Because if the boot were on the other foot, it would have been already told.
You can tell it.
Now.
I'm actually quite proud. So, you know...
We went to stay in this hotel, me, mum and dad. Ian and Marty weren't there because they both had to work. So it was me, Ange, Joel, Ellen, mum and dad. So mum and dad in a room. I was
this was quite a few years ago now.
Yeah.
Not that it makes any difference.
Ange, Ellen and Joel were in a room together. So we were going for a swim. So I got into my swimmers and stuff, went into Ange, Joel and Ellen's room. Ange comes out of the bathroom and goes... I need a coat hanger. And you're like, why? And she's like, I just need to try and break this poo down.
I'd done a it was massive, this poo. Honestly, every now and then I do really massive ones. I don't know
right,
why.
So we're like, that's disgusting. So anyway, she tries. Obviously, it doesn't work. Has to like rinse it out in the bath. And she's like, I flushed it and I've really blocked the toilet. We're like, oh my God. Ellen's like, Mum. She's like, I know, I couldn't help it. She's like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Hey, Ange, this is the best bit. Ange phones down reception and says, there seems to be a blockage. There seems to be a blockage in our toilet. I'm not sure what it is, but could somebody come up and have a look at it? And obviously the receptionist must have said something along the lines of, oh yeah, of course, we'll send someone right now. Ange goes... How long will that be? It doesn't need to be quickly, because Andrew's thinking, I don't want to be here when they see this God almighty turd in the toilet. So Andrew's like, it doesn't need to be quick. No, yeah, half an hour, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, 45 minutes, no problem. And so literally she puts her phone on, she's like, right, we're going swimming. Come on, let's go. Let's go. We've got to get out of here. I don't want to be here when this handyman rocks up.
Oh my gosh. It was one of those moments where you're like, I cannot be in this room when they come
when
up
this
to
guy
this toilet.
Rocks when this guy rocks up to try and clear my shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're right. For me, it's not the amount of loo roll, it's the ply.
It's your ply.
The ply is weak in a lot of hotels. It is weak.
It's just not,
it's like tracing paper.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you aren't careful, your fingers are just gonna go through. You end up having a cheeky finger yourself.
You got a finger through.
Yeah.
Not a follow through, a finger through. Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought, why, you know, they do need to, unless you are in an upmarket hotel where you might find black lacy knickers under the bed, those establishments, then you probably do get a sort of more superior toilet roll.
Ply.
Mm.
You get a good ply.
And maybe you get given like, you know, two or three rolls.
Yeah.
If you're going into your basics, you are literally like CA and Gigi says,
yeah,
you're down to your one ply, one roll, that's your lot.
That's your lot.
In fact, I always, well, actually, it's not really me, it's Ian, because he's very anal about toilets.
Toilet roll, yeah.
He will always put like one or two rolls in, purely for that reason.
Take with him, yeah.
He's a taker with
him. You got a good ply.
You got a good ply. Generally, you sort of, what's Andrex?
Yes.
Generally, we're talking Andrex quality.
Other toilet rolls are available.
But they're shit. Andrex quality, take a couple with you. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. You haven't got to worry, have you? That's what you need to do, CA and GG. Take your own.
Well, there we go. What a fun episode. I feel like I've laughed quite a lot there. I've left the stresses of the day behind me.
Yes, Patty, that is what we want.
That's what we want.
Yes.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. She's at Ange Gordon.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. We absolutely love it when you get in touch. We love hearing your stories.
We do.
We love hearing what you feel about the podcast. We always try and read out emails and stuff that we get. So if you want to get in touch with us, we absolutely love hearing from you. So please feel free.
Yes.
But that's it for another episode.
That's it.
Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.